Welcome in. Time for the good news from KER Politics.
For daily editorial this Thursday, I have to tell you, it is winter is here. Fall is here. There's no question about that. What do you guys out there who live in Semiahmoo think about this? By the way, I sent you three interviews yesterday that were on our site. We got really good response to those interviews, not only the one with Jim McKinney, but also the one with Dr. Huber and Dr. Page. Be curious to know what you guys think of those. They're a couple of pretty bright guys. Anyway, having said that, Jim and I would like to give our views and are giving our views on this thing with Biden and the son's computer, which is obviously the Democrats are discounting it. Jimmy, what's the story?
Yeah, so apparently somebody dropped off Hunter Biden's laptop at a computer repair store, an Apple, I think a Mac, and then let it sit, never picked it back up. The owner of the store, as per the agreement, took ownership after a period of time and they didn't pick it up. And he found out that it was actually filled full of emails and video clips of Hunter Biden. And a lot of those emails showed clearly that the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden corruption efforts in Ukraine and in China are actually real and not a fabricated, discredited accusation that the Democratic Party has said. And unfortunately for all of America, big tech companies have decided to squash the story in order to protect the Biden campaign. Mm-hmm. And I think it is a very, very dangerous indicator of our future if we allow this to continue.
Well, what I think is an interesting indicator for the future is, maybe I'm being simplistic, Jim, but, you know, this is all about globalism versus nationalism. And I live in America. My parents immigrated to America. I am not, as my actions in the past have proven, against really anybody. Kathy and I have always supported the downtrodden, et cetera, et cetera, and I will continue to do so. But the real election issue here is between the really serious money in our country that absolutely needs globalism to continue to make more and more and more. And somebody like Donald Trump, who is saying, I love this country. I made a lot of money in this country. I'd like to have that opportunity available for virtually everybody. That's my opinion, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good opinion. I think that this really is about those in elite positions of power that own tech, that own the information management, the propaganda,
yep,
and the companies that look at opportunity to expand into a, you know, into an authoritarian capitalist market of China, run by an incredible despot and criminals, actually, kleptocracy, and people that actually just want to make a living. And I think the ones that have the message right now feel like they're in control. I'm really hoping and praying that there is enough pushback in the next few weeks that they have to face the reality of the voters and, of course, of a republic and elected officials. The problem is there's a lot of corruption going on inside that aren't willing to face these powerful entities that fund their campaigns, that lobby, that try to influence the outcomes. And it's a tough, tough battle for America.
Well, you know, it's a very tough battle. As Ann Sturtevant said numerous times, she said, all I want out of this is I want my country back. Well, Annie, that's all I want out of this, the whole thing also. I think the fact that people simply overlook the opportunist that Biden was in terms of putting his son into the truly into the big leagues monetarily between the Chinese and Burisma and the rest of them. If that doesn't give you guys something to think about, absolutely nothing will. And I have come to the conclusion that nothing is going to come out of this, simply because the venom that's been directed at me, not from our listeners, but interestingly enough, from outsiders who really don't fall within the purview of this program, The venom has been absolutely amazing, as I've told you, Jimmy. And I've just decided, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And what I got to do is just be a good person and not talk about politics around people who really don't have the ability to discuss it intellectually.
Well, and I think there's so much emotion tied into this, as we've talked about it quite a bit.
Right.
The opposition, the Democrats, the influential elite, the power mongers, the actual tech people have inflamed the population.
You bet.
In such ways, both directions, but mostly to intimidate and silence conservative viewpoints.
Yep.
And unfortunately, they're looked at as hated now, and people are taking extreme actions to silence those voices and supporting things that Americans would never support in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, it's tough to be able to continue to live, but the problem is if you allow it to continue, it silences everybody, and then we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, I really question whether or not Trump is going to come out of this thing with a second term. And the reason I say that, I don't disagree with the guy, you know, but the reason I say that is, sure, he's very intelligent. Sure, he's made an awful lot of money. But the fact of the matter is, the entrenched politicians in our country are easily as bright as he is. And there are too many of them, Jim.
Well, I don't know. I would argue that the entrenched politicians have gotten so overconfident in their abilities, they're making huge mistakes. If anybody watched Nancy Pelosi the other evening talking to Wolf Blitzer and basically just trying to, you know, intimidate and silence Wolf Blitzer, even a CNN correspondent, or Jake Tapper the other day when he was actually questioning some issues that you haven't seen CNN push in the past. And now you've got a direct attack on a major news media outlet. I think they've overshot. And I truly believe that the vast majority, the silent majority of Americans, are more afraid of that, more afraid of Antifa, more afraid of violence, more afraid of defunding the police, more afraid of being intimidated and held silent than they are of Donald Trump's personality. And I think they're going to vote strongly. I foresee a rather sweeping victory in November from a large number of people that are fed up with it.
We're getting pretty close to that day. And we'll see what happens. You know, as Dave Thompson, a buddy of both of ours at the book club, said yesterday, I don't even talk politics anymore because politicians just make me ill. Now, Dave's an interesting guy. He's not stupid. He's very well informed. He has a PhD in economics. He's a multimillionaire. I'll listen to somebody like him. Plus, he has spent, that I know of, millions and millions of dollars documented to various charities in the area. I'll listen to people like that. Other people don't even matter to me anymore, Jimmy. Let's see how this thing comes out. I have to say that I have to agree with some of our listeners who think that the opposition against Trump may be just too great. And what they're absolutely saying, what they're actually saying here is that, in my opinion, enough people just don't stop and think. And if that's the way our country goes, I love my country. I don't love that aspect of it. I don't love the aspects of anarchy in Seattle. I don't love the aspect of the fact that the Seattle police chief had to resign because she couldn't do her job. I don't respect the fact that our country is made up of a certain amount of people like that. You can't just take matters in your own hands and deal with everything very angrily and with no hard facts but just emotions. Jimmy, we've been going 9 minutes. You got the final word, bud.
Well, let's see what happens. I have more confidence in the American voter than many people do, if they have the right information. And it all depends on who's going to influence with the latest information. So good luck to all of if we face the reality of this, you know, this censorship.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening right now. First and Second Amendment look like they may go out the window. Mr. McKinney, enjoyed the conversation very much. We're not offending anybody, I don't think, by saying this. All we are doing is giving our personal opinion based on a certain amount of acumen in the area of politics. Jimmy, talk to you tomorrow.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.